Welcome to Sealing God's People with your host, Dennis Beard. We want to talk about racial discrimination. Yes, it is a volatile topic, and we're seeing much division in the United States today. Just as it was in the 60s, there the controversial opinions versus the populace being political division, Vietnam War. There we had the very presidents coming against kind of a woke ideology back then, even with various presidents. But then we had the ones that came back to the fundamental Christian doctrine. And America was blessed again. When she turns away from God, then the nation is cursed. The nation that forgets God, God said, I will turn into hell. Righteousness exalts the nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. And to sow discord among the races, in various cultures, is a sin against God. Let's take a look at where these prejudices come in. And in Genesis 9, we're going to see Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah. As we read the scriptures, Genesis 9 and verse 20, and Noah began as to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan. Very important. Canaan, that is the land that will be taken over by Israel, the nation of God. Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Canaan is the curse, which will be the promised land will be given to the people of God, Israel. Sin is a reproach to any people. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, when we see in the Word of God, if there is some kind of a curse against a people, then we would certainly find it in the Scriptures. But we find in Acts, the 17th chapter, that God has made one blood of all nations. We see Acts, the 10th chapter, that going to the house of Cornelius of the Italian band, Peter there, as he preaches the gospel at the leading of the Holy Ghost, said, I perceive that God is not a respecter of persons. He's not a respecter of persons. Take a look at Galatians 3. Verse 27 and 28, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Verse 28, very important. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. That shows us there is no preference above one culture, above another, in the sight of God. We also see in Colossians 3, verse 10, Paul again, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, we are to put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. We are missionaries there and have gone to Africa. And we find there is no prejudice there. None whatsoever. As we went into Ghana, Kenya, and over 1,000 ministers that have received the true word of God. They love God. And they know the word of God, their Bible, as well as any, or even better than most pastors in America. They love God. We are all sinners saved by grace. Therefore, there's none good, no, not one. God has showed mercy upon all, and the gospel is freely given to all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There we find turmoil in America, sowing division. And this is not pleasing to God. When someone puts a servant or a division between cultures, it is a sin. The nation that forgets God, he said, and God will not turn from it, that he would turn it into hell. So if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, very important to seek his face, for God has shown forth his face and his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God, not of ourselves. There, anyone that comes against and literally is sins against their brother and defrauds his brother, God is the avenger of all such. We would do well to love our neighbor as ourself in the golden rule, for we are to love even as Christ so loved us. That's a commandment. To have a racist or to have a mentality there against any person in the image of God is a sin. The Lord Jesus bless you. We're praying for each and every one, that God will perfect that which is lacking in each one of us, that we all may be presented blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in both spirit, soul, and body. God is sealing his people now in Revelation 7 through his word. It's through the word of God going from newborn babies to little children that know that he is the Father, to young men, because the word of God is strong in them, they've overcome the wicked one, unto fathers, full-grown Christ Christians. Those are the ones that will have the face of Jesus, the lion, man, ox, and eagle, in the living creatures, that will proclaim this everlasting gospel to all the world for a witness unto all nations. But know for a certainty, evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. Don't let that bother you as a Christian, because we know that in 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, these doctrines of devils, sowing discord among the brethren. We are not to even give them one space, not 1 minute, but to lift up the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one God, the Jesus only doctrine of Christ. Well, until the next time, this is Brother Dennis Beard saying, behold, the real Jesus.